El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome to The Power of Us. My name is Rosie.
And I'm Abel.
Today we're going to talk about communication. It is huge in marriage, and specifically with Abel and I, it's been lack of communication.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Very funny. So the lack of communication has been something that has gotten us, or me, in trouble so many times.
No, it's the thing we fight about the most.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, to this day. Mm-hmm. We're better, thank God. But it really irked me that you wouldn't talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, we just came from different backgrounds. I think that was biggest thing.
Yeah, but you used to talk to me before we got married.
That's different. That's because I was trying to get you to be mine.
That's different. Man, do you know that that's true, dude? And it makes me so mad. And we've talked about this, and I'll say it again. You used to text me all day, every day, because communication is also, it's verbal and audio, but it's also texting. Right, you got me used to texting, and then it completely stopped.
Now, see, you're not wrong about that, okay? You're not.
Thank you.
But, I mean, I need you and every other woman that's listening to this podcast right now thinking that I tricked you. And
I do feel tricked.
And this person tricked me and this and that. No. You know what? When you're dating, you're just trying to give the best representation of yourself because you just want to be liked. Mm. And you don't want to lose a connection with this person because of some flaw or something that you're not vulnerable in. So
you were kind of done it, though.
You were kind of half tricked because, yeah, it wasn't fair of me to, because I agree with you. We would text a lot. We'd text for hours. We'd text constantly. And yeah. I'd text back very fast. And and after it ceased to almost about 10% of what I used to text you.
Right. That. So I felt that you just used it to get me. And now I wasn't trapped, but I think I did say that word to you. I feel stuck or trapped because you weren't giving me what I had gotten used to. And it just so happens that I love to talk. Not only to hear myself, I love to hear you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my favorite conversations with you are when you're talking and I learn something new about you. And that just stopped. So we've had a lot of fights about that. And it can be little things. Like I was slaving over the stove and you brought in pizza without telling me. Oh, that can drive me up the wall. I'm like, done. I don't even want to eat anymore.
And it's not that I brought pizza. It's that I didn't tell you before you started cooking that
to me, pizza. It's literally like it takes a second, dude, to send me a text. And I don't understand why you don't. Do you know why you don't?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, part of me has thought about, is it pride that I don't want to tell her what I'm doing all the time? I don't know, but I mean, it's just part of me saying things is it laziness, Abel? What is it? But that's something that I'm just still trying to figure out. Why do us men are so bad at communicating?
Well, I think it depends what the definition of bad communication, because women can be bad at communicating too, in the sense that I know sometimes I talk a lot y no digo nada. Mm. And that's bad communication too. Or I communicate a lot when I'm mad and I'm just yelling and throwing out words, but I never got to the core of why I'm mad. So that's bad communication too. So it's not like talking too much or not talking at all. It's that we're not using our words wisely.
Wow.
And I learned that with you in that I would talk a whole lot, but you still had no idea what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Because I was full of emotion, because I was full of anger, because I was full of sadness, instead of getting to the core of the issue. I hadn't even thought it through. I was thinking it as I was saying it. And then you didn't even know what to do with it, because I was still figuring it out. While you weren't talking at all, so I had no idea what to do with you. I didn't know what you wanted or didn't want, or if I was doing things right. It became really frustrating with cooking. I totally gave up on cooking because I'm like, I don't even know if he likes it or not. Like, I would feed you and then you'd eat cereal after.
Yeah.
And then you'd blame me when you gained weight. So I was like, I'm not going to cook anymore. Just eat your cereal. But I wish you would have just told me, like, I like this or that, or le echaste mucha sal, or quiero más salsa. You know, I wish I would have known.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, communication has been something, it's the foundation to a good marriage. If we can't communicate, we can't work things out.
Yeah.
And so it's communicating, period. It's just talking about stuff that's important. And then it's the way in which we communicate it as well. Because me communicating to you that I don't like, hey, babe, you know what? The caldo had a little bit too much salt. It tasted really, really good this way and that way. I really like the way you cook the carrots. They're perfect and stuff like that. Or instead, or if I say it in a different tone and say, wow, que salado está esto, you're never going to want to cook it again, you know?
True.
So, I mean, it's so important. And
this is a different man talking, because I used to beg you to talk to me. And it seemed like I remember once you said talking about it does nothing. Especially when we were upset, you'd think we're going to talk for 4 hours and get no solution.
Yeah.
So that was part of my error in talking too much and not getting down to a solution, not really saying anything.
Right. I mean, that's really, really important too. Because see, the issue that was going on there is that I didn't understand why you were talking to me if I wasn't going to be able to fix anything.
Yes.
Us as men, like, I didn't even want to talk to you anymore.
I know.
Because what was the point? Mm-hmm. Nothing was going to get fixed. I was just going to spend my time hearing you out. And I wasn't going to be able to fix anything. Because see, the issue is that us as men, all we want to do is just fix. And we want to build. And we want to do this. And we want to do. And we want to solve. You know? But it didn't fit into my head that my woman just needs me to hear her out.
Right.
Not sometimes solve her issues.
I didn't need you to fix me. I don't want you to fix me. If it's something you did, then right. I'd like you to fix that or not do it again. But I hate to feel that you want to fix me
right.
because then that means, well, do you even love how I am and who I am?
Yeah.
So I think we got to the point where I used to come in with an intro of, babe, this is what happened at work. I just need you to hear me out.
Yeah.
And you would. And you're a great listener.
And that helped, because that helped me turn off my fix it mode or the fix it part of me. You know,
and I but when say, I do want you to fix a situation where you messed up, I let you know beforehand. Like, look, babe, I'm upset at this. We're going to talk about it like in an hour. That really worked because I wasn't talking on emotion anymore. If I told you that second, I know me. I'm going to talk with anger and pain and all these blaming words and pointing words and judgment words. If I give myself at least an hour to think it through, to pray about it, to analyze myself, why you're so mad, but I give you a warning, we're going to talk in an hour. You've kind of thought about, like, what did I do? How could I have fixed this?
Right.
And then the communication is better. So I think that's stuff that we've learned, honestly, just because we've hurt each other so much with talking. Something else that used to really hurt my feelings was when you would tell me to hurry up and get to the point. Oh, It would just, I had to like count my words. I remember I used to say, please just give me at least 20 minutes. And that seemed like eternal to you. Like you're like, no, I'll give you 5. It was, and I think you've understood the way that I communicate.
Yeah, I mean, and looking back at that, I can only imagine how hard that was, or how restricting that was, or what you must have been going through when I did that. I was just in a really bad place of just not wanting to communicate. And a part of it is because of the backgrounds in which that we grew up in.
Yeah.
And in my family, we speak nothing. Whatever we're going through, we hold it in. We don't say anything.
Mm.
Meanwhile, in your family, everything is out and everything is in the light. And everybody knows. Everybody in the family knows everybody. And we all talk about it. And then we have a family meeting. And then we have 3 separate meetings by ourselves. And then we do a recap at the end, you know? And so it's just a completely different scenario. And I just had to realize that me not communicating is hurting us.
Yeah.
And you not knowing about me is never going to allow you to figure out what I feel.
Yeah.
And it's never, and then it also made me realize that if you don't know that something hurt me, you're going to keep doing it.
Right. Yeah, I had no idea of some things. I really honestly didn't until you told me.
Yeah.
And I think I learned to accept when you talked. Yeah. Because even when you would speak up, I'd get all offended so you'd want to shut down more.
Right.
If you opened up, if you were vulnerable or if you confessed something that you were thinking that wasn't ideal, if you really started opening up to me and I took it personally, you would shut down more. So I had to learn to see Abel as a person. Not everything was personally about me.
Yeah.
And that helped you open up. There was also body language and all these things. I mean, communication, you can always learn, right?
Right.
No one knows it all. We've only been married 6 years. We have a whole lifetime to know. And, you know, you are better at talking, baby. You really are. I am just so happy. I have seen you grow so much. I really thought I was never going to get you to speak. I gave up for a while, remember?
Yeah, you did.
I was saying, what's the point of talking to you? I don't want to talk to you anymore. And now I'm like, I love talking to you.
Yeah, me too, babe.
You too?
Yeah, things have changed. Yeah. It's gotten so much better.
And I don't use metaphors anymore. That's why.
You don't use metaphors anymore. That was a big issue, just to let you guys know. She used to use metaphors. It took 10 minutes, and I understood the point because I'm smart. I get it.
But it wasn't because I thought you were dumb. It was because I love to be elaborate. I love you to imagine the story in your head. I'm a writer. I'm a reader. I'm a communicator. But I don't use metaphors anymore just because I try and get to the point a little bit faster. But you do allow me to give detail. So
Thank
it's a
you.
Compromise.
Thank
even
you.
Communication. Anyway, so I met this girl. She emailed me.
Okay.
I tweeted really quickly that lack of communication has really caused trouble with Abel and I. I mean, I'm just open, and you know that, babe.
Yeah.
We've had horrible fights. And she said, I am a therapist. I will give you guys a free session.
Cool.
So I thought, let's share it with our listeners, right? Let's all learn. So we're going to call her. Her name is Grace. And we're going to get some tips from a certified therapist on communication. But that's going to be after this commercial break. You're listening to The Power of Us, and we'll be right back. You guys know that I'm a speaker, a teacher. I love the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find more of those spiritual snacks on my YouTube channel, Rosie Rivera. Go ahead and have your daily word.
And remember to... And rem...
What's wrong?
I don't know.
You guys subscribe.
And remember to subscribe. Welcome back to the Power of Us podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. Who do we have today, babe?
She is a marriage and family therapist. Her name is Grisela Ocampo, but we can call her Grace. I met her through an email. And like I was saying before, I was really honest on Twitter about our lack of communication issue. Well, more your lack of communication issue.
Very funny.
So, Grace, thank you so much for taking our call. You are awesome in that you saw a tweet of someone in need and you wrote right to me. And I really, really love that. It shows that you are a good marriage and family therapist. How long have you been practicing?
Good evening. I have been practicing for only 5 years.
Okay.
Extensive practice in marriage and family therapy. I have done support groups for children in trauma, for families going through situations with court issues, when kids are placed in foster homes because of domestic violence in the home. I've counseled women and children. I've had support groups for women who have recently been divorced or going through situations with their relationships at home. I've also been deployed to military bases in Texas to counsel children crossing the border and their families, and saw just how difficult it is for our culture, especially to communicate when we talk about communication, and how difficult it is and how different it can be ranging from, you know, different ethnicities. So my experience with marriage and family therapy in relationships, first of all, concerning communication is, first we must ask ourselves, how do I personally communicate? Mm-hmm. What is my style of communication? I had one couple tell me one time, the woman says, well, I feel that he doesn't love me anymore. And then the question was to the woman was, how does it look like when he does love you? And she couldn't answer that. And hence there's...
Meaning she didn't know? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Grace. She couldn't answer that, meaning she didn't know how she could feel loved? Or how...
She didn't know. She couldn't even answer her own question as to... Because she says, I don't feel loved by my husband anymore. Well, then let me ask you this. How does it look like... What does it look like when you are loved? And she couldn't answer that because she herself did not understand what it was to have a relationship full of love, or she couldn't understand it herself. So
I get you.
In order for us to understand our spouse, it's important to start within ourselves and evaluate ourselves.
That's
how
great.
Do I communicate?
Exactly.
How come I? And okay. How do we communicate in different aspects of our life? When I'm angry,
right.
I tend to communicate this way. Say, for example,
right.
Years ago, I've had a death in the family, a close relative. And at the time, I was grieving, but I expressed it being very angry. I was very angry.
Wow.
And I'm like, why am I angry? And again, just trying to understand myself. Why am I so angry? What it was is that I'm expressing anger as pain.
Right.
Anger pretty much is it's a facade. It's a mask.
Well, they say anger. I've heard anger is a secondary emotion, and
correct.
Usually under anger there's pain or fear. So,
yeah,
but I get what you're saying with regards to communication. No, first of all, the first step is to know your style.
Yeah.
So then once you know your style, then what do we do? Because I know my style and Abel knows his style, but now what do we do to be able to meet halfway?
Then we need to understand how both of these styles can commingle with each other to peacefully have communication. And now remember, we're humans. Even though, you know, we could be Christian and we can say, you know, this is the way we're supposed to communicate, there is no person that's going to be perfect. We're made with emotions, and these emotions are meant to be expressed somehow, but we have to.
That's good.
And so through marriage, you have to communicate all of these feelings with each other, and understanding, like you said, now what? You understand now how Abel is going to, how his style is going to commingle with yours. And so now you understand more, okay, Abel, when you are angry, then that means you probably are in pain somehow.
Right.
Wow. So then I can understand, okay, let's switch this around. Then see how quickly it can turn as, honey, I understand that it seems to me that you're pretty upset right now. Is there anything that I can do to help you? Are you
well, specifically with Abel and I, what happens is that Abel doesn't, I don't want to misspeak for you, babe, but you don't really communicate a lot. There's a lack of communication in that. There's just details you don't really want to give.
Right.
So, but to me, I love detail. So how do we help each other in that sense where Abel, sometimes I feel like, oh, you're just assuming that I know when I don't know.
Yeah.
So how can we help that lack of communication from the male point of view, and maybe, just to be honest, me speaking too much point of view?
Okay. First, Abel, it's important to understand that we need to communicate somehow. And so if you can't communicate verbally, then how does he communicate? Is it that maybe is he going out for a walk? He's communicating that way.
Oh my gosh, I never even thought of that. You do leave when we're fighting. Well, you used to leave. I had never thought of it as a way of communication, but it is. You're communicating that you need a cooling period, that you're upset maybe, that... it's true. I had never thought of that. So physically, he was communicating what he couldn't communicate verbally.
So you, in turn, need to take those cues from him. Now, men express it differently. you need to read into those cues. Well, let's see. A man is not going to, most of the time, he's not going to come to you and say, okay, baby, I want to talk. Let's talk about it. It's important that we talk about this. Most of the time, men don't do that, especially in our culture. That's just the way we're brought up.
Right.
So we need to know to those cues. And then he'll read into your cues, too. So right. when you're upset, you know, I don't know if you're upset, if you're really sad, or if you're frustrated or whatever it is, but there's another emotion behind there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, that really, really helped me. I'm so glad we've called you, Grace, because obviously communication in marriage, we can always keep learning. And I'm so glad that I called you because now I know to look at Abel's cues of different ways of communicating. It sounds so silly now that I say it, but I thought it was just verbal. Obviously, I know the mad ways of communicating,
right.
rolling your eyes, but I never once thought of you walking away as a communication. You were communicating things to me that it wasn't the time to talk, that you needed to analyze it, that you were so angry that you didn't want to say something that would hurt me later.
Right.
That I wish I had seen it now, because I used to get so mad when you'd leave in the middle of an argument. It would really make me livid. But now, thanks to this small breakthrough we had with Grace, if you do walk away, I'll take it as a cue of, I want to talk later. It's not the time right now. I need to think things through before I say something I don't mean.
More than anything, and maybe at another time when we have more time, I'll talk to you what is called the four, what we call in marriage and family therapy, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We refer to that as pretty much, as we know in biblical, is after those four horsemen are present, we know that the end is coming, biblically, right?
Mm.
Well, in marriage and family therapy, we have this theory, and not all the marriage and family therapies apply this, but to some of us who follow these theories, I'm one of them, that these four horsemen, when they are present in a relationship, tend to be a clear indication that relationship, that marriage is coming to an end.
Oh, and God, now you have to tell me. I want to know.
One of those things is the communication. When they're stopped.
One of them. Okay.
They're ceasing communication. When everybody, both of them, did go their own route. And when there's something they want to talk about, they just don't communicate about it. Rather, they just store everything up. Remember, we're like these, think about it as a bottle soda. This bottle soda, somebody put this liquid in there, and then they put gas, and then they bottle it up. When you open that, it gives you this spark because it's got this pressure on it. Now, we as human beings, if we compare ourselves to that soda, every situation in our lives that we live, we will put liquid in that bottle. Well, when that liquid is full of experiences, most of the time when it's negative experiences, all we need is a little bit of pressure and stress of life. And that's what clearly gives up that gas, right, in that soda.
Right.
And so when we don't communicate, we are closing the lid of that bottle soda, creating more and more pressure. Therefore, when our spouse gently maybe can touch your shoulder or simply tell you anything, and you explode, What is it about?
Yeah, that
it's
was
like,
me.
Oh, there's so much bottled in there that you haven't adequately expressed in a healthy way. And you've bottled it in, and it's creating all this pressure, and now it's exploding. So when we have all of those situations, and you have those for a prolonged period of time, you will, in time, create what we call, one of those four horsemen. That after that first horseman, we go into what is called stonewalling. And stonewalling pretty much is when I don't want to hear you anymore. Talk to the hand, kind of. Talk to the hand, or I'll walk away from you, or I'll change the subject. That's clearly stonewalling. And all of those are indications that definitely this relationship is going worse and worse. And if you don't seek professional assistance, then you will generate the rest of the other two horsemen. And when those four horsemen are present, then all you need those four horsemen to do is start galloping amongst each other when there is a little bit of stress in that relationship, whether it be a little bit of financial, of family issues or children, anything like that, will create that pressure. And now you have those four horsemen galloping with each other. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, well, I'm so interested to know about these four horsemen because I think some of us need to know. I mean, communication seems like, okay, I get it. If you're not no longer talking, it does seem like an indicator. Grace, would you mind if we called you back another time just to speak specifically about the horsemen?
I would.
Because
love
you've really, really intrigued me.
I need more time, and I think it's something that
right.
more and more people should be aware of and how we can prevent it.
Yes. Okay. So thank you so much. You've really helped. And it's just good to know that communication is one of those horsemen with a lack of communication. So thank you so much, Grace, for taking our
call. You are quite
welcome.
My heart is in it.
That's awesome.
People. And God bless you guys. And we will talk to you soon.
We will.
Awesome,
we'll definitely
Grace.
Talk again, Grace. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Grisela Ocampo. She's a marriage and family therapist. We learned so much from her, babe. And I know people learned too. We don't even have to really say that much.
Yeah.
I mean, she gave us the lessons that we learned. I literally had a breakthrough.
Definitely.
So next time you aren't ready to talk, I'm not going to force you to talk. I'm going to let you take your walk and I'm not going to take it offensively.
And I'll make it a thing to make sure that I still come back and I talk. I don't just take it to bed and act like nothing happens the following day.
Right. So now, fellow listener, it is your turn. We learned from the therapist. Know your communication style. Let your partner know your communication style.
Yeah.
And really listen to each other's cues. Like if he's giving you cues, listen to them, even if they're not verbal. And don't shut down. You know, once both of you stop talking to each other, that could be a danger that you're losing your marriage. So those are our tips and a therapist's tips. And we really hope you learned today. I sure learned today. And know that we learn from you, you learn from us, and that is the power of all of us together.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I'm Abel.
I'm Rosie.
And we are the power of us.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin. He's awesome. Un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.